There are many secrets in the Bible. Some of them are right in front of our noses all the time, and they're still secrets. And some of them open up and invite you to be a spectator to one of the great worldwide secrets ever known. You may have read it many times, and you were impressed, and it said one thing or another. Perhaps now it may say a still another thing to you. Before Abraham was, I am. That may have impressed you with the fact that the Christ was in the world before the foundations of the world. And he was, that he was not born in his mother's womb, and that's true. But it reveals many other things. It reveals something important for each of us. I'd like you to see now and to experience the fact that you are not where your body appears. See what comes of that, please, as you meditate on the fact that I am not where my body is. Because if you were, you'd be a very limited person, a very limited spirit, and there is no such thing. That's the beginning of our understanding of before Abraham was, I am. Where you are, the question is the you, where you are. How do you interpret that? Where are you? Do you think in terms of my body or my soul? If you're where your body is, that's the problem. That's the limitation. Let's try to rise now above the material body. Who is this I am? Is it Jesus? Is it a limited consciousness? Before Abraham was, I am. Try to reach into the full scope of I am in your understanding. And realize that there was an individual, a Christ, who knew he was I am. And know the full scope of that word. And then try to crucify it. You see, hearing from another individual than anything we had ever known. I am is not body size. I am is infinite. And I am is Christ universal. And Christ universal was not a man who could be buried. Now, what's the importance of that? Armageddon has a meaning for you. It's where the human consciousness meets the divine. It's where the mortal consciousness meets the immortal. It's where the limited consciousness meets the infinite. And there comes a time when you're fighting that battle, and like the woman bearing the child, she won the battle because I am triumphed over all of the qualities of the world that were trying to stop her spiritual growth. When you face the world and the consciousness of the world, and you are trying to rise above the world, that battle is fought by each individual. The attempt to find the infinite consciousness and to live outside of the finite consciousness. The battle between the infinite consciousness and the finite for you is Armageddon. Each one goes through this battle. The struggle. There's no collective Armageddon. It's an individual battle. Each of us battles with the same foe. We're trying to attain our infinite consciousness. But there's a thing to be learned from it. And that is this. When you attempt to meet an obstacle and you're unsuccessful, it's because you're meeting it with the consciousness of a person. You're meeting with a finite consciousness another finite problem. You won't circumvent it that way. You won't overcome it that way. And now is the time to realize that you've got to develop the I am consciousness as it was uttered. When Christ said, I am, he wasn't saying this limited person is. He was saying the infinite consciousness of the universe, I am. Now that is your goal, and it will remain your goal until you accomplish it. Or else, in the battle of Armageddon, you will have to surrender. You must have the infinite Christ consciousness, or else you will surrender to the world mind. Now that's an extreme, specific case of what we are facing. And each individual must come to a comprehension of I am, not that I am something, but that I am that I, that is. My consciousness is infinite, and I cannot any longer stay in a finite consciousness. And when we have a little exercise that says, Find yourself not where your body is, not in that same place. That's the beginning of finding the I Am consciousness. So I want you to take it very seriously, because there are some among us who are going to achieve this. There are some among us who will not achieve it at once. But each of us must keep seeking the infinite I until one day something happens. You just get the tail end of it, or the hem of the robe, but you get a start up the ladder. And I tell you, it's a struggle all the way. But you've got to make that struggle. I Am is the infinite consciousness. It's the major secret of Christ consciousness. It isn't something that just hits you and you feel higher. It's the consciousness of all reality. And when we hear that simple phrase in the Bible, before Abraham was, I Am, we hear the past, the present, and the future in I Am. We hear all of spirit in I Am. We hear divine law in I Am. We hear the entire presence, the infinite presence of God. Infinite power, infinite intelligence, infinite harmony, infinite love, the complete, infinite universe is in those two words. When they are realized, we can speak them all day, means nothing. When they are realized, and if you will make that not a daily tussle, but a frequent tussle, so that you are constantly looking to expand your I Am consciousness, you will see that there is nothing that even approaches the success of that awareness. David looked at Goliath, but David was in the I Am consciousness. Goliath was nothing. Christ in David was also I Am. So you see, it's not confined to Jesus. It's the full reality of the universe. And when you touch it, another you is born. Another you. Divine. Now I believe that that's within the reach of every individual, or it would not be exposed to us. We pass it by, but it's still there. And when we stop and look and become conscious of the scope, we know we have been given one of the priceless pearls of the Bible. I don't know who on earth is conscious of I Am, or how many people. I just know that I must go to I Am until I get there. Nothing is more important. And there will be times when you feel that a new window is open. There will be times when you feel like you've got two left feet. But every time you attempt to find I Am, you're getting closer. Now we're going to try. We're not where our body is. We have to find where I am, as that's where we are. And I can't find any place in the universe where I am is not. What an assignment. To be where I am is, and I am is everywhere. What holds us back? Well, there's a world mind, and it's going to fight. It doesn't want to lose control. It has the control of your mind. When you find I am, you're going to be free of the world mind. So it's going to battle. Now you're in the Armageddon battle. There will be a day when that world mind meets defeat. But it won't meet it accidentally. Hello? It won't meet it accidentally. It will meet it by transferring its awareness from the human mind past the world mind to I am mind. That is what Jesus meant when he said, I have overcome the world. I am in the I am mind. Even back in the Old Testament, when they had wars, they produced miracles, nations were conquered with vast armies, and a man with very few people at his disposal was in the I am consciousness, and he disposed of vast armies. This is how we reach beyond human levels, beyond human understanding. Now let yourself find yourself. Leave your body behind. When the feeling comes that you are not held to the place where your body is, you're starting out. It's very possible at this point that you feel the existence of your spiritual body. That you have come into the awareness of it. In which case, you're out of your physical body. But if you haven't, just stay a bit longer. Think of that Christ body which seemed to be in a tomb and wasn't. Think where it was when it appeared through the wall and came to the disciples. The body came, but there was no one in it. It was just an image expressing a consciousness that wasn't right where the body was. That appearance of body came from the infinite and appeared only to men as they could see. Had they had a different consciousness, the body that came through the wall would have looked different than it did. They weren't looking at the body of Christ. They were looking at an image made in their own minds. When you let go of the mind which puts a boundary on a body, you will make great strides. Do you see our method of communication on this level of earth? Is by what we can feel in the invisible. The scope of our feeling determines the length and the width of the things we see. And when we get out of the world mind, which confines us to its re-creation of time and space, then we are not bound by time and space. And the Christ body could appear as vast as the horizon, as it did to John, Peter, and James when he made his transfiguration. This must be held. It isn't done in a minute. There are people who, as they're dwelling in this level, are taken out of their bodies, even our students. And they are told to look at this and look at that, and they look back and they see things that aren't there for other people. And we hear stories, even within this seminar, the things that have been seen, but not by the eyes of man. These individuals have found that they are lifted out of their bodies because they are lifted out of their minds. And their minds do not project a body. They are lifted into another mind, And that mind shows them different objects, but they are invisible objects. And that's the beginning of the I am consciousness. Whenever a vision comes to you and captivates you totally, you're out of your human mind. You're in the Christ mind, sometimes briefly, sometimes for a long period, and sometimes it seems longer than it is. But once having made penetration, having been gifted by this vision of either another world or a semi-world or something that is different than this world, you can be assured that the day will come when you are lifted still higher and you don't know where you are even, and you don't mind one bit. Now, as often as you can reach into this level of being in another world, you're out of your body. And that's vastly important. Because you're out of your body, you're out of human identification. And there's a very good chance that you'll stay in a little longer and become more used to it. You'll find that a brief time in humanhood can be an hour or two within. And you'll perceive many things in that space of time. And it'll just be a 2 or 3 minute and you won't know it because it seems like hours. But we're still looking for the infinite consciousness. As you dwell in this area, as you find the comfort of it, you'll notice that you'd rather be in it than not. That there's no conflicts, no warfare. And it is revelatory of new things. But there are things that have physical proportions. You see things, but they're not solid. They look solid. You think of them at the time of seeing them as solid. But it's spiritual imagery. And the idea is that in this level, you receive divine communication, the kind that you cannot receive in the human level. I feel safe in saying I'm not exactly in a human mind anymore. I'm just dwelling in the vastness of the spiritual universe. And at least if the Father wants to send any instructions, I'm there, and I can receive them. And perhaps you're there, and you can receive them. And we can even commune with each other in this level. But we're going to go still higher. We're in, you might say, a moderate level of the I am consciousness, where if I received anything from the infinite, I view it a little differently than I would in the human sphere. There's nothing I can receive that will be unfriendly. Nothing that can be discordant. Everything has the same texture or feeling of harmony about it. And as you rest there, you're simply a receiver for what divine consciousness sends out. One day you'll find that you're more than a receiver. The divine consciousness absorbs you and you become divine consciousness. You see, that's when you're getting to the point of being I am. When you are divine consciousness and you have felt the scope of infinity within you, then I am is the infinite Christ in you. And from that level of awareness, you judge all things aright. Nothing can be less than the perfect fact. Everything in this level becomes an expression which appears harmoniously in the outer. You can't do anything that you're not proud of, for example. You wouldn't think at this point of cheating or lying or any of that nature, because this is a divine level. And even if there were difficult problems you couldn't solve in the world that you live in, you're not solving them from the body that is in a certain point, because that's what throws everything out of proportion for you. In fact, you're not solving them at all, but they're being solved. As you rest in this consciousness, you're waiting on the Lord. Your solutions are not material. You are absorbing the full glory of perfect spirit. And as it enters your consciousness, it translates into outer physical harmony. You see, you're getting it in the spirit, and it translates out into the physical. And without this, your life is limited to human judgments. In this level, all that you do is of the Father. Now let's try to go higher. It seems that the higher level seems to be more toward the top of your head. But actually, that's only a supposition. Your consciousness at this point is not in your head. It seems to be in your head, but you'll find that it's throughout the universe. And that universal consciousness is coming to you at the level of your head. It will go still higher, and you'll find that you're looking at your eyes backward. Your eyes seem to be turned around at a certain level, but they're not. Do you see how your scope is? Anything can happen. You are everywhere. You are tuning to the everywhere universe of the Father, and whatever is necessary for your experience is relayed instantly and emerges from the physical layers of your being in form. So please dwell there and know that the Father seeth in secret what it shows forth openly. This is the truth about you. Each of us has this infinite capacity. And as we develop through this method, we go deeper and further until there's no separation, until we actually leave the body, leave the head, because there's no body or head to leave. I could give you a problem now, which would be a problem in the world, and you'd say, well, that's simple. I can handle that right now, because I'm not going to even think about it. Something's going to do my thinking. You'll find you're capable of a great deal that you're not capable of when you get back into a body consciousness. Here, you see, thought has no obstruction. You're reaching divine thought. It feels as if you're working from the brain, which may be just a limited sphere, and there's a funnel coming into it, which is wide, and that funnel comes into that little brain. And as you develop the higher consciousness, the funnel is as wide as the earth, and then as wide as heaven itself. And you find all of the divine law is working in that area in a miraculous way. You may think you can see things that you couldn't see at all at one time. You may think that the riddles of the universe are known to you. Here there is no division in which you dwell in good or evil, or in material sense. There's nothing that blocks you. Here your future becomes your present. And in this level, you can be the power of God expressing. There is nothing to oppose you. And you don't have to conquer a thing. It all flows within you very naturally. You may be getting solutions for things you've thought about a long time. And now it's so clear. Isn't it peculiar? You don't think of your loved ones. You don't think of people. You just wait and feel the presence of something mystical, something that may be another universe. You may see angels, as some have. You may hear voices that you interpret as a voice from another planet. But beyond all this, your I Am consciousness is expanding and expanding. And when you say I Am, it won't mean what it meant before. Before Abraham was, I am. Has your I Am consciousness reached before Abraham? Is all of that universe coming into you? Someday it will. It will reach 5,000 years into the future in a second. That's where the prophets get their information. They only see what is, but it comes out as future. What they see is now. This is the way you can solve problems. Because when solutions come from this level, they'll not only help you, but they'll help the people who are involved in your solution. They won't give one side of an argument. They descend into reality. They descend from that reality into the visible world, and somehow everyone is happy. Because they have a way of doing things that's not human. It's not my side or his side or her side. It's what's right in the spirit. Could we stay in this instead of taking an intermission? Let's try. Pardon?